Hello.
Steve, we're going to do this in two parts, right?
Right.
Because, firstly, how on earth did you arrive at this extremely exciting combination? What is the deal here?
I don't really know. Just boredom at work, I think.
Yeah, and how come you have a shotgun, friend?
How do I?
Yeah.
It's just something that I've had since I was about 17 years old, and it's just laid in the boot of the car ever since, really.
Are you entitled to have it?
Oh, yes, certainly.
It's laid in the boot of the car? Don't you think, well, okay, because I don't think that writes itself, that material. So you have this shotgun.
Yes.
How do you have access to a vending machine?
It's the office vending machine.
And you have absolute carte blanche to unload it, Anna, yeah?
Yes.
So therefore, just tell the, in case people have missed this, tell us in cool tones what you intend to do for us.
Okay. I have a 12-bore over and under double-barreled shotgun. I've got a 4-cup VIP vending machine with pictures of New York on the front of it, which serves white coffee, tea, chocolate and tomato soup. And I'm going to stand about 3 foot away from this machine and fill it with lid.
On the other side of this record. That is a maniac, but
yeah.
I'm going to put off the inevitable moment because I just want to build.
Go through those ingredients one more time.
His name is Steve. Steve, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
This is it, Steve. Just again, tell us, everyone, what you are about to do.
Okay. I have a double-barreled 12-bore shotgun.
Yeah.
Which I am, at the moment, pointing at a 4-cup vending machine with white coffee, white tea, tomato soup and chocolate.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No.
I mean, you said you're going to stay in 3 feet from it. I mean, shouldn't you be wearing goggles?
No.
Have you not got any goggles?
No.
You know you can
It's actually positioned in a porter cabin at the moment, inside as well.
Right. So you don't think that, you should get some goggles or something?
No.
You can get them at Lenscraft in about an hour?
Yes.
Okay.
I get 2 pairs for a price.
Oh, sure.
Steve, you don't think this is going to damage your promotional prospects when, that next comes round?
Possibly, but I don't care.
Last question, Steve, before we get on with this tremendous thing. Is there any repercussions of this? Do people... Is it your vending machine?
It's not personally mine, no.
That's all right.
But there's plenty of money in the coffers to buy a new one,
And you're not... Nobody's going to say, Steve, you're nuts.
Probably everybody, yeah.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Steve. He has a double-barrel shotgun. It is pointed at a vending machine at the moment, and this is what it sounds like if ever you shoot a vending machine. Give it a 3-2-1, Steve, and you do what you've got to do.
I'm just going to put the phone down on the desk while I aim, then.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hello?
The best. Steve, how does it look?
Terrible.
What do you mean terrible? Come on, we're on the radio. So what, you fired a shotgun at a vending machine?
Yes.
And what's left? What happened? What was it like?
On the first shot, the side panel disintegrated, releasing about 4 gallons of water. The second shot, we actually managed to take all 4 of the plastic cups that are protruding out of the bottom of the machine clean off.
Wow. Well, and what was behind it? What was behind it? Did that get affected?
No. What happened then, it actually then toppled forward.
So run us through this. On this, that was the first blast,
that was the first blast, That destroyed the side and emptied the water all over the floor.
And then we had... That.
Yes, now that was the second blast. Quite a lot happened on that one. We lost all 4 cups from underneath the machine. And then the machine decided that being vertical wasn't the position to be anymore.
And it went like...
Yes, that was
the power.
Falling about 4 foot onto the floor.
Steve, do you feel great?
I feel wonderful.